I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Pro Football Hall of Famer, former head coach of the Indianapolis Colts and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Tony Dungy, scheduled to join us coming up here on the show. As always, you can dial us up on our toll-free line at 855-212-4227. Also on Twitter, get at us, DA on CBS. All-Pro Dad's Day is a nationwide school program designed to connect dads and their children at least one morning a month at school. And joining us here on the show to discuss, NFL Hall of Famer, as I mentioned before, Tony Dungy, Super Bowl winner. Drop it on by the show. Tony, good morning. How you doing?
What do you say, Damon? I'm doing very well. How are you?
I'm doing great. It's always great to catch up with you and pick your brain a little bit. And All-Pro Dad's Day is such a cool idea. I'm sure we'll talk a lot about that coming up. But I thought about you today when we had the story yesterday that broke about the NFL Hall of Famer sending the memo to the league, unhappy with the services, the resources that they've been given from the NFL, wanting health care and other things. What was your reaction to that memo?
Well, my first reaction was I don't think this is a Hall of Fame issue. I think this is a NFL Players and Players Association issue. If we could use the Hall of Fame and the Hall of Famers to bring it to light, I think that's good. I don't think we should taint the Hall of Fame, saying the Hall of Fame isn't doing enough for people. So hopefully we can get that clear. I think the idea behind it and trying to get resources for everyone and all the former players is a good one. I just don't know about this venue and this avenue.
Did they reach out to you to see if you would want to be part of this memo?
They had a memo that came out and had a conference call, and to me, because I think it was more for former players, even though I played, I did not get involved with that. I just thought this was more of a Players Association issue.
So would you have wanted to be distanced from it anyway if they said we want coaches involved as well?
I would be happy to get involved, but I do not want to say, hey, the Hall of Fame is not doing enough or the Hall of Fame should do this, this, or that. I just don't think that's appropriate at all. I think trying all of us in the Hall of Fame and everybody involved with football trying to get better health care for everyone who played in the NFL, to me, I'm all for that. But to say just the Hall of Famers need something, I know myself, I don't need it. So I'm not sure where this is going, actually.
Is it, in your mind, too hard, too difficult for players that have played in the NFL and have dealt with injuries or dealt with health concerns late in their career? Is it too difficult to acquire resources and funding from the NFL? Should it be easier?
Well, I think we need to do more, no question about it, and to give players access. I played 3 years. I don't have a lot of debilitating injuries. I have an NFL pension from my time in coaching, and so I really cannot complain about how the NFL has treated me. Now, I know that's not the case with everyone, and some of the, especially the pre 1970s guys, you know, you hear those stories, but I think that is what we need to put the focus on, and how can we illuminate that and not make it look like, well, it's just these 60 people from the Hall of Fame or whatever. You know, I hope the message doesn't get lost, because I know that's people's first reaction. What are these Hall of Famers talking about that they need? And I think if we put the focus on everyone, that's going to be a little bit more effective.
Tony Dungy joins us this morning here on the DA show on CBS Sports Radio. What's happening in Pittsburgh is really interesting, because, of course, the Le'Veon Bell situation is now unfolded into the season. Now Antonio Brown is a situation as well. Do you feel like that locker room and that team, that organization, is on the precipice of unraveling?
I don't think so. They can get it back together. I have to laugh because it reminds me of my rookie year. I rolled in 1977. Steelers were rolling. They had won two Super Bowls, and they were thought of just like the Steelers are today. And I got there. Jack Lambert was holding out. Mel Blunt was holding out. Chuck Noll was involved in a trial with the Oakland Raiders and talking about the criminal element, and players were saying they're never going to play again. We had offensive linemen holding out, and we made the playoffs that year. We only won 9 games, and everyone said, "Oh, here's the cracks in the Steelers' armor." And the next year, we're back in the Super Bowl, won back-to-back ones after that. These things have a way of sorting themselves out, but what you have to try to do is get the focus back on the events on the football field, and that's what the Steelers are going to have to do. But I think they'll get that done.
As a former Steeler player yourself, I look at Terry Bradshaw's comments. Something feels very personal to me when he lashes out or criticizes Mike Tomlin. I understand there's criticism that can be levied at Mike Tomlin's feet. For Bradshaw, it feels personal to me. How do you read Bradshaw's criticism?
I really don't understand it. You know, we all are proud Steelers. We want the Steelers to do well. We want the Steelers to win every game. But to me, you know, saying that Mike Tomlin is not a good coach and he hasn't been effective when you're winning all these games and going to Super Bowls and you have a better record than Chuck Noll or Bill Cowher or anybody who's been there, it's a little hard to believe when you just look at the facts.
Yeah, it really is. And it makes me wonder, you know, is there other former Steelers players that feel this way, and he's just the one that's vocal about it, or is he kind of on an island from all of you guys that played within the organization?
No, I've talked to guys, and they say the same thing. Oh, when we played, you know, you wouldn't have the guys on the cell phones and social media and all of that, and they wouldn't have the guys celebrating the way they do. So, you know, I understand that. And it's a different what some of my teammates don't realize is it's a different world now, and these young guys are a little bit different, and keeping them roped in but focused is sometimes you have to do it in a different way. But no, I haven't heard any of the criticism that, hey, Mike Tomlin's not a good coach and he shouldn't be there. I've not heard that from anybody but Terry.
There is this book now is out by Ian O'Connor, which kind of adds another layer of the Patriots intrigue about Bill and Tom not working together well. The last time you and I spoke, we talked about this last football season, so this is kind of an ongoing story. But do you think right now that the relationship between Tom and Bill is so tenuous that it could threaten to break apart at the end of the season and one of them walk away?
I don't think so. I think there's a lot of drama there, and it's probably always been there. You know, we talked about Terry Bradshaw, and Terry himself will talk about his relationship with Chuck Noll, and it wasn't what it was. But, you know, those guys hung together and stayed together a long time and won 4 Super Bowls and stayed there till the end. So I think this will happen regardless of the personal feelings and, you know, really how much there is to that, who knows? I personally don't put too much stock in it from what I've been able to see and what I know from Rodney Harrison, who has some access into the Patriots. I think it's a much ado about nothing.
Tony Dungy joins us, NFL Hall of Famer, and he's speaking on behalf of All Pro Dad's Day, which is a nationwide program designed to connect dads with their children one morning a month at school. I think it's just such a phenomenal idea. So how can we execute this? How can schools across the country and dads across the country get this done?
Well, they can go to the website. Go to allprodad.com. They'll have information there for any dads who just want to get involved, sign up for our emails, or there'll be information on how they can start a chapter in their school. It'll give them information on where the nearest chapters are if they want to be involved that way. But we have a lot of great stuff for fathers just to get them more in tune with how they can be a better dad, and it's been exciting.
AllProDadsDay.com. You can also text ENGAGE to 44144. That's ENGAGE, 44144. You know, Tony, you know that just dads getting engaged and being part of their children's lives is just so unbelievably important. There's really no way you can put a value on just what that effect is later on down the road in life in general, right?
No, it makes all the difference in the world. I think back to my childhood and growing up and my father and just the impact he had on me. And then as I would talk to young men at the combine or get guys who come to our team and realize that so many of them nowadays did not have that benefit and didn't spend time around their dads growing up. And for them, it became their high school coach or their position coach who kind of took that role. But then you wonder about the kids that aren't involved in sports. What happens to them if they don't have that male role model figure? So that's one of the reasons why we started this organization, feel like it's important to let men know, hey, it's part of our job to help raise children.
Super Bowl champion, Pro Football Hall of Famer, Tony Dungy joining us this morning on the show, All Pro Dads Day. Find the chapter near you by going to allprodadsday.com or text ENGAGE to 44144. You can also start your own chapter at your own child's school, ENGAGE to 44144. Tony, it's always a pleasure to catch up. Have such a great rest of your day, and hopefully we'll talk again.
Hey, appreciate it. Thanks, guys.
You got it. Tony Dungy joining us this morning on the show.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.